you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh shit, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday morning. Get your fucking dicks out and jerk them slowly right now at your computer screen, at your phone. However you're consuming this incredible podcast, I want you to masturbate at the screen right now. Take a minute. Pull your dick out. If your dick's not out, you're not a real ass dude. I'm going to tell you right now. It's no homo. I'm just letting you know. I want to, when I get my fucking fans into a show, they're into a show in every way, including sexually. That's right. That's right. This is why you guys don't have the same type of connection with your audience that I have with my audience, because you're not convincing them
I'm
their
not
cocks.
Looking for that kind of connection. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. This is going to affect our crossing guard audience.
Yeah, quite a bit, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
If you're a school bus driver, pull that cock out right now. It's ready to go.
Hey,
real
everybody.
Ass podcast.
It's 8:13 on the West Coast. Pull your cocks out.
Hell yeah, yeah, dude. Look, we got a great show planned today. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, international superstar Zach Amico is here. What's up, dude?
I'm the other boy. How are you?
You're my other boy. Hey, boy.
Isn't it fun?
Hey, boy. Look, great show planned today. As always, two guests in studio. You guys might know him from his incredible podcast, No Need for Apologies, right here on the Gas Digital Network. It's Derek Gaines.
What's happening?
What's up, kid?
What's going on, fella?
Yeah, yeah.
It's early. It's very early.
Come on. Everyone says that, like, dude, well, I got to get up at 11 a.m. This is not early.
No, I had to get up at 9:30 to try to get here at 11:08.
To try to get here at 11:08.
Yeah. Monday mornings are tough, but good for you.
Mondays are tough.
All the good
masturbate,
shit.
Throw your cum in the air. Come on, baby boy. Yeah. Let's go. No need for apologies. Also, you guys might know him from his, you don't have a podcast?
No, I got one coming out.
Real comic, I'm just talking.
It's a real comedian who doesn't need
to the same job as Barack
doesn't need
Obama
to play radio with his friends during the pandemic.
I do terrestrial radio. I still do Bob and Tom. Those people are good to me.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't have a podcast.
Shane Torres is here. What's up, kid?
Yeah. Fuck with Shane.
Yeah,
Shane's the fucking man, dude.
Yeah, I'm waiting to explode onto the scene. I'm waiting for podcast to drop.
Yeah, and as soon as podcasts are out of the way, you're back.
I'm back. Boy. Yeah, like you guys have no fucking idea how hard bottom's gonna be for you.
Let's do some plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We have an incredible show. As you guys know, Monday is my favorite day of the week. This is the start of something new every single Monday, baby boys. It's a huge week for everyone. Okay, it's gonna be a big one.
Okay.
So let's get started right. Shane, what do you got to plug?
I'll be at Acme Comedy Club April 17th through the 20th, Eau Claire on the 21st. I'm in Helium tomorrow night in Philly doing Shane Gillis' show. And I'm in Baltimore the May 5th through the 7th, I think. So yeah. It's all on ShaneIsAComedian.com.
ShaneIsAComedian.com. Go support Shane Torres. So fucking funny.
Thanks, man.
Derek, what do you got to plug?
Well, I got dates coming up, but nobody's going to remember. I'm in Minnesota in June, Arizona in August at those House of Comedies. And make sure you watch King of Staten Island on HBO and HBO Max. And Last OG is on Netflix right now. We're starting to film the new season in April, so it's going to be a good time.
That's
fuck
it.
Yeah. Sweet. Go support Derek Gaines, Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. And check out my other shows on the network. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Thursdays at 11 a.m. And Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Very cool. Some live dates coming up. The website's up, by the way. The website's up. Holy shit. Lewisofskanks.com. New domain name. Easy to remember. I love it. Lewisofskanks.com. Go there for everything. Everything from tour dates to fucking my old bios up on that website. It's fucking great, dude.
Your old
if you guys
bio.
Want to read my old bio, hey,
what's
it's fucking
what's
happening.
Your like worst credit in your old bio?
My worst credit in my old bio? Let's see right now. I will say... two seasons of NBC CISOs, what's your fucking deal?
That's not even the show's not even done. The whole platform is gone.
The fucking bottom of
CISO. That was short-lived.
Lewis co-hosted The Countdown on SiriusXM's Rush Channel 93 alongside former UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping for 2 years. In 2017, they turned the show into the podcast Believe You Me, which debuted at number one in iTunes Sports. That means nothing. He regularly appears on Bennington, Jim Norton, and Sam Roberts, and The Bonfire, and UFC Unfiltered. All my radio credits for my friends.
That's cool.
Hey, listen, back in the day, somebody used to have to pitch, hey, you might recognize Lewis from IFC's Z-Rock.
Yes, that's right. When I was an extra on Z-Rock.
Z-Rock.
Comedy Central's Funaticos, which was a short-lived web show where they showcased 30-second clips of Latino comedians on their app. That was my biggest credit.
It's cool that they gave you 30 seconds.
What'd you say?
Godfrey and Jay were on that show.
Yeah, Godfrey and Jay were both on that show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Recently, Lewis performed at the prestigious Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. Recently. This is 7 years ago. And was named a breakout performer by Time Out New York.
There
you go. This is when I had some fucking heat, guys. In 2016, Lewis started the Gas Digital Podcast Network with his good friend and fellow podcaster, Ralph Sutton. He hosts 3 podcasts on the network. I got to update this fucking bio. There's 4 podcasts. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Realize Podcast. And now Gomez watches Seinfeld, where me and my big sis break down another episode of Seinfeld, a show that I had never watched before just a couple months ago. We just, tonight, after Legion of Skanks, the latest episode premiere, season 2, episode 5.
That's fun. That's a cool concept.
The Apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck with Seinfeld.
Yeah. No. Look, Seinfeld's cool. I'll tell you right now, I live my life a little bit differently, and I would take my lead over Seinfeld's lead. He has no instincts with women. His stand-up on the show is subpar. Let's get real.
But you're only in season 2. And I know. See it different.
Yeah, you really hit a stride.
Seinfeld might have been the blackest motherfucker in the 90s to me.
Really?
Because all the cereal, he had new Jordans on every fucking episode. New jackets. Couldn't keep a bitch.
Gray sweatpants? He loved wearing some gray sweatpants,
He fucked Elaine early, and it didn't work out, and they turned into... Like, everything about Seinfeld was the lifestyle I wanted to live. He lived in New York. All his friends had keys to his apartment. Seinfeld was living that deal. That was
Seinfeld was legitimately, essentially a weed dealer. He lived the life of a weed dealer.
He kind
of
knew everybody in the neighborhood. Dealer. And he knew everybody in the neighborhood.
Because Kramer always came in amped. He really didn't have a real job. He kind of stumbled into money every episode. That was the kind of lifestyle
I didn't realize how brown, because we actually have we have something on the show called The Minority Report. Watch Seinfeld. So we will list the amount of minorities we see in each episode, which the top one is last week there was 4 minorities in the whole episode. Just background characters hanging out.
That's still way more than Friends.
As you go through, you'll see more black characters.
More black characters. All right, I like it. Very nice, guys. Go support all my fucking shows right here on the network. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything, all uncensored, ad-free, in one place. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live. Live tour dates coming up Friday, March 26th. I'll be in Fairfield, Connecticut with Zach Amico, confirmed on that show. Then I'm going down to Florida next month. April 15th, I'll be at the Boca Black Box in Boca Raton, Florida. April 16th and 17th, Side Splitters Comedy Club in Tampa, Florida. And then on Sunday, the 18th, at the Town Hall Event Center in Port St. Lucie, Florida. All with Kurt Metzger those dates. Then I'll be at Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio on April 29th. May 21st, I'm in Marlborough, Connecticut, also with Zach Amico. And then June 4th and 5th, I'll be at the Comedy Works at the Plaza in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tour dates are heating the fuck up, baby boys. You can get all those dates at lewisofskanks.com. Okay, that's that. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Killer.
That was a good little fucking plug segment. Nice Shannon, plug. Come on. Jump in there, you little bitch.
Dang.
Come on, Shannon.
Listen to my podcast. Blame Shannon. Dang. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
What is it called?
The Thing Is.
Ding.
Yay.
You got to plug your shit, Shannon. Shannon, we're trying to get Shannon's numbers up, okay?
I hate to just jump in and be that person.
Just jump in. Okay. Just be like, hey, what's up, boys? And just fucking grab your nipples a little bit, make kissy faces. But if you did that more during your plug segment, I will tell you right now, more people would tune into your show.
I'll work
sell on. Your sexuality, Shannon. You're a fucking sexy girl. It's like you have an ace of the hole. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna chuck this out.
Sound like Cuomo. This motherfucker sound like Cuomo.
It's true.
You start it's touching true. Her face.
Imagine.
Gotta sell your podcast.
Imagine she's playing poker. She's got two aces, a king, a jack, and a three. And she's like, you know, I'm gonna get rid of these aces and the king. I'm gonna fucking get some new cards. It's crazy.
She could get those aces replaced after 10 years. There you go. They start to go bad.
Her aces are all bent on the sides and ripped. You're like, oh, she's got an ace. I see it.
She's been in a bicycle for a week.
Oh no, just in the back.
Shannon's tits have card and bicycle sound. I love it, Shannon. No. Did you guys see? I was gonna save this for Legion of Skanks, but I think this would be a better show to do it on. I saw it on the Legion of Skanks Facebook page, which they tried to delete. You guys saw that, Bobby Hutch. Tweeted out that they deleted the Facebook page, but then it was back up. They were like, that was a mistake. We apologize. So take that, everyone who is relishing in our fucking cancellation. We're back.
Why do they not like, they don't like y'all crackers, man. Y'all, what do y'all do that makes everybody so over the Skanks?
It's not any marginalized group that we make fun of. I've never had a black person or a transgendered person or a gay person or a woman or anybody be like, oh, we have a real problem. Like, that's not the issue. It's some fucking corny ass white fucking knights,
okay,
that want to make it look like they fucking are out there, you know, fighting the good fight, you know? So it's those guys. And that just makes me sick. Mm-hmm. That just makes me absolutely sick. You know, the Jake Floreses of the world, the Seth Simonses of the world.
Oh, them guys.
Those guys, yeah. Well, you're from Texas, right?
Yeah.
Are you boys with Jake? I'm not going to trash
him. I know
him.
Jake, I won't we're friendly, but like, I didn't start in Texas with comedy. So like, my comedy roots are like different.
Portland is a good scene.
Yeah.
Portland's actually an awesome scene.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
People hate on like Portland and Seattle and sort of these like woke scenes. They're not really.
I mean, I think they are. I mean, they are there for sure.
I think that, yes, there's a massive community, but so is New York. So you can go really anywhere and you'll find that. But there's a lot of hardcore comedy fans out
for
there.
Sure. It's very art-centered as a city, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking come out and they will laugh their asses off.
Where do you play when you're there?
Where was that in Seattle? I just did Portland and Seattle on my last tour. What's the club in Seattle? It's like an old lady's name, I think.
There's the Underground.
No, I've done the Underground too, which I love.
Laughs, and I don't know what the other club would be up in Seattle.
I'm confusing all these cities right
now.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But
let's plug a club we're not at.
I had a great time in Seattle and in Portland. All good scenes, you know. Yeah. But yeah, these guys are fucking. They like to pop off. They like to talk all that shit. But it's all good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna run into them one day and fucking. I'm not. I'm not built for like the, hey, I'm going to talk shit to you. You're going to talk shit to me. When I see one of these guys, I'm just going to straight up go up to them and smack them in their fucking
ear.
But
you are an on-site dude. I will say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were there. You were there for the Jake Flores incident.
Yeah, Lewis is an on-site kind of guy. You got to respect that. It's on-site, motherfucker.
No, I'm not even hiding it. I'm telling him when I see him again, I'm going to just.
You're just going to go.
I'm going to just.
On-site.
Slap him. It is. In the side of his ear. It's going to be delightful. He's going to be like, what the fuck just happened? It's like,
he'll
that's
chest
right.
bump you all the way out the door. It's pretty cool.
I fucked up, though. The last time, that's what I did. I was like, come on, let's go, bro. Let's go. Let's do something. You throw the first hit. I put my hands behind my back.
But the dude wouldn't do nothing. And that's why I was like, how the dingus being a bitch. But yeah, he just kind of chest bumped him out the door. It was kind of
funny. No, I need to just literally come up. Somebody needs to be like, hey, what's that? And I'm going to go. Whap, just fucking clap his ear. He's going to hear a ringing in his ears. He'll be like, oh shit, I shouldn't have tweeted at Luis J. Gomez. Okay. I should have thought twice before I fucking tweeted at this
guy.
What's
up with this ear clapping?
That's
thing?
Not because it's nonviolent.
It's violent. That's pretty violent.
I mean, it's a ring in your ear.
Well, I'm not going to just punch
a guy. Yeah, you'd be thrilled if I clapped the side of your ear. Come on.
I'd rather you clap the side of my ear than punch me dead in the eye. So
yeah, but if he's going to knock the shit out of somebody, you should just hit him in the eye. I do what you want, you know, like it's your aesthetic, you know. If you want to look cool, like doing a judo throw or whatever, go for it.
It's not even looking cool. It is, you want to make this man feel like less than a man.
Okay.
So if
it's like an ownership kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm bitch slapping it. I'm slapping him like I'm a pimp in the 70s.
Yeah.
And he's a hoe who got out of line on a corner. And that's the way I'm going to treat him. Simple
as that. I see
what you're
going for now.
That's your style. And then Seth Simons, I'm going to fuck your dad.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to dress up like a woman of affluence.
With a Chris Benoit t-shirt on.
I'm going to dress up like a woman of affluence. I will seduce him. He will fall in love with me and leave your mother. And then I'm going to have breakfast with him, and I'm going to say, Seth needs to move out.
Ah, shit.
He needs to spread his wings and fly. Pancakes. I want to start a craft room.
Pancakes and sausage.
And you're going to have to call, you're gonna call me mom, motherfucker.
This is like a Robin Williams movie that never made it to film. Like,
we'll move out breakfast. You're going to have to leave.
Listen, your father and I have been talking. I'm going to be Bill Burns, the fucking king of Staten Island.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
I can't wait till Seth's dad starts allowing you to discipline him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's going to be the best.
Seth, no internet for a week.
That's right, Seth.
I unplug the router. Oh, I take the router with me.
Do you take his phone away from him?
Oh, no.
I don't even
fuck
know
your dad, Simons.
Take your internet.
Dang.
Yeah. So, look, I know it's a little immature. I know that I'm a 39-year-old man. I shouldn't be treating the earth this way.
I have some of the same stuff.
But I'm not lying. I'm being honest about it. Like, I have to, there's no way that I run into Jake again and I don't, because the last time it was like I talk shit, I was like, all right, well, what's going on? You talk all this shit. And then he pretended to not know me. And then I got myself all worked up and I was like, you know, just making a fool of myself, knocking things off the tables. Like, what am I even doing this? Like,
I don't know your history with Jake. I know Jake, we're friends, but I don't know. Like, deliver this message. I don't keep up with drama.
Please deliver this message.
I mean, I'm friends with him in the way, like, when I see, like, the same way I see you. You like we talk when I see you, but we're not like, yeah.
Who do you like more, me or Jake? Say it.
Oh, I like Jake more.
You son of a bitch.
There you go, boy.
He's got the realest podcast. He's it's on fucking fire. Crazy.
Boom, shakalaka.
Well, he's butt fucked me right to my fucking face, doggy. Wow. You butt fucked me to my face. That's not okay.
Come on,
doggy.
Having fun. It's Monday. It's your favorite day of the week.
The other thing about Jake is he doesn't call the cops. So I'm like, all right, let's test this theory. Let's see how far this goes. Let's see how much he doesn't like the fucking cops.
Let's see how far this ACAB bullshit goes.
I want to see how much he doesn't call the cops. So we'll see what happens. This is a straight up threat on air. Like, I'm not even denying, like, I'm making it very clear.
If this is being played in the courtroom right now.
Look, Your Honor, no, this might be played in court one day. I want to make this clear. Your Honor, you have to go through Jake's timeline and see what a bitch-made pussy he is.
Yeah.
Any judge that went through his timeline would go, you know what? He deserves to be fucking slapped in his ear.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
He's an easy bake oven.
Doggy, I'm telling you. I you know, whatever. We'll move on, but I cannot wait. And I heard that his girlfriend broke up with him.
Dang.
That's making me happy inside. I don't know why.
Jesus Christ.
Let's that fat on. Bitch, Luisa Diaz, she posted a fucking picture of she got her stimulus check, so she bought a fucking a hammock. She's like, look at the hammock. This is the world. These are the people that I fucking battle with.
This this is taking up a lot of your energy.
She thought it was a ham. She was like, I'm gonna go put a ham.
That must have been a loaded fucking question.
I'm gonna put a ham in between a tree and I'm gonna sit on it. And she was like, hammock.
This is taking up a lot of your energy, man.
I hate them.
Yeah, man.
I know, but it's not good for you, is what I'm saying.
I hate them.
I can see that, good. But it's not good for you.
Need a mud bath or something.
Yeah. Like some eucalyptus.
There's her hammock. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Aaron Berg just bought a house. They're trashing Aaron Berg. Aaron Berg just bought a house, and this bitch bought a hammock.
I have no idea what the property ownership has to do with any of your arguments.
This is the... No, I side with property owners. That's the point I'm making, okay? I always side with a person who owns a business, a property, a fucking PAL bumper sticker. Those are my types of people. This bitch is a hammock.
Way to join the war machine,
and she's fucking bragging about it. What a fucking asshole.
It's a nice looking hammock.
Fuck her. Fuck her hammock.
I like the hammock.
Fuck Jake. Oh, I hate them. I hate them. Well, by the way, that's their version of it now because they want to make me seem more of a villain that I pushed her in order to get to Jake. They say that I actually put my hands on Luisa. That's a made-up version of their fucking story, which, by the way, I have the fucking videotape. That'll be played on this podcast one day. We'll break down the actual fucking video of it beat by beat. I just got to convince Chris to give it to me.
Yeah.
But I know he has it. I saw it. All right, real quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Black Buffalo, blackbuffalo.com. If you're over 21 years old and you like to dip tobacco, that is either pouches or long cut, you have to try out this tobacco alternative called Black Buffalo.
okay? It's the same texture, same taste as traditional tobacco products, so there's no compromising your experience, except this is not actually tobacco. It's a dip that's made from edible green leaves and a simple list of ingredients, so you're not compromising on anything. Zach, I know you've been really enjoying the Black Buffalo.
Yeah, I have been for years. No, I legitimately, yeah, I dip with pouches, and the pouches they have are really good. They taste good, and they last a long time. A lot of the pouches from other companies, they kind of like gum, like they lose their flavor.
No way.
I use the wintergreen pouches, and they stay minty like for hours.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I tried it myself, and it made me lightheaded, just like any other.
Yeah, like any other chewing tobacco. I have three of them in all the time I'm talking to you.
Yeah, it made me all lightheaded and fucked up, so I know it works. All you got to do right now is go to blackbuffalo.com. That's the website, blackbuffalo.com, and use the promo code REAL25. That's going to save you 25% on your first order. It does contain nicotine, which is an addictive chemical, so let me just make that very clear. Don't just start doing this if you're not already doing it, but if you guys like using traditional tobacco products, this might be a better product for you. Once again, blackbuffalo.com. Use that promo code REAL25. All right, where were we? Anyway, so I went to, yesterday, I brought my son to Nickelodeon Universe.
Okay.
Which was fun.
What do you do there?
It's, you go on rides.
Okay. It's like a theme park?
It's a theme, it's an indoor theme park inside of the Great American Dream or the
They got one in Minnesota.
They got Nickelodeon Universe in Minnesota.
And Mall of America that... Nickelodeon Universe is inside
yeah.
with the roller coaster.
So they just opened up a massive yeah. mall in Jersey near the Meadowlands, and it's obnoxious. It's like indoor skiing.
So it goes right along with New park. Jersey, is what you're
yeah,
saying?
It's yeah, it's just obnoxious. It's just, it's as Jersey as it could possibly
be. Is that where that comedy club is at?
Yeah, they're opening a comedy club
yeah,
there.
Yeah, okay.
What club, who's opening up there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, but I know it's opening one. Somebody told, Bobby Kelly, we brought our kids. Bobby Kelly came with me. And he's like, yeah, dude, there's going to be a comedy club there. It's great. It's like 20 minutes from my house. And the mall itself, there's something depressing about extreme malls. You know what I'm saying?
The whole date could take place in the mall. I've always liked this.
You yeah, like an extreme same. Mall.
Take a chick. You can do everything right
Cinnabon.
Here. We ain't got to go nowhere. We
international
go up and down.
Cuisine. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Just go yeah. up and down the escalator.
You can take her to a Thomas Kincaid
Come
gallery.
Come on, boy.
Yeah, you can just
talk your shit.
Like, you can do a lot.
Thomas Kincaid.
You
can, I don't even know
what you go to. You go to a De Beers Jewelers. You know, maybe get her something nice. Go to an FYE.
Go to like, FYE. Below, but then you can pick out any four items. Any four items here. Anything
yeah,
you want.
Cap
it off with some Cold Stone.
Yeah, my granny. I have $8 left on the gift card my granny gave me. I'm about to Christmas Eve you. Like, just...
Doggy, the mall...
Go look at an empty Dillard's.
I understand what you're saying. Like, the extreme mall is pretty good. If you're bringing a kid for a day, it's good. I wouldn't bring a date to one of these extreme malls. I've never been to a mall.
I mean, it's not like a first date thing, but like, if you're like, hey, I'm going to go run some errands, let's hang out today.
That's kind of cool.
I need new Levi's or whatever.
Well, I live in Bergen County, and there's like three malls within like a 5-minute drive from my house.
Yeah.
Like, there's like the West.
So you got Village. Options.
Those aren't extreme malls, though. Those are normal, everyday malls, okay? I like a strip mall. I like going to go to a strip mall.
Fuck a strip mall.
Strip mall all day, dude. You go to Barnes & Noble's, but you know, I'm going to go to Starbucks right now. You get to step back, go across the street, you look at everything. You get to visualize everything that's right
are
there.
Are we really
and then...
arguing about the integrity of a mall versus a strip mall right now?
Yes.
The strip malls stink.
Doggy, come on.
They're
strip
not
malls stink.
Like...
You know what you're getting. I go to an extreme mall. I'm in parking lot D. Where the fuck am I? Where it's color coded? I'm in the purple D section.
So where are you going in a strip mall? A Party City and a Coconuts Records?
Yeah,
it's just right. They're just.
And also
hold
you're
on.
Still
going to
be
up,
walking.
I
you're in
up,
a goddamn mall. What do you think's happening?
I set
here?
You up with a purple D section joke, and you didn't nail
didn't
it.
Need, didn't need
that was
to.
A nice fucking little setup for you.
Didn't need to.
Yeah.
Didn't throw it down. Just laid it in.
My son's mother's also in the purple D section. Something like that.
But you have a shockingly dark dick.
I do have a purpley. My dick is to dick. You'd have to mix like paint. You'd have to mix purple, brown.
It's
orange.
When you mix all the colors and you fucked up.
<the gray. laughs>
It's like when you're a kid, and you go to the soda machine. And yeah. you do everyone.
You yeah, like when you make suicide.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're like Sprite, cherry, Sprite. Yeah.
Yeah, looks like mud.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I have
like a
yes.
sugar shit.
All I have an old timey like earth clay. Like that is the color of my dick. Like you have to dig deep into the ground.
Like a very like an Alabama mud kind of.
Yeah, the American Indians would make pottery out of the same stuff that my my dick is made out of.
Yeah, yeah. Like the kind of thing you don't want your tires to get stuck in.
That's so funny.
Dude, I do have mud colored dick.
What's going on here?
That's so offensive. I don't know. I feel like it's going to ruin
soot it. And dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's like a funeral pyre dick.
It's a muddy looking cock. I'll admit that. Okay.
Jesus Christ, that's so gross.
But a strip mall, you drive into, you say, I see it all. I know what it is. These extreme malls, and I'm not even saying a regular mall. You go in and be like, hey, that's a normal size store. It's a normal size hallway. I can go from that store to that store to that store. These fucking extreme malls, it's fucking, there's just all this unused space. It seems like apocalyptic. It seems like just these massive, huge.
You mean saying when you say unused space, like there's empty storefronts, or what do you say?
Not
like,
only storefronts. I'm talking about the floor is too big. The fucking floor is too. The walls are too big. The ceiling's too high.
Well, it's like a big thing.
I shouldn't have. It's like you're inside of a bridge.
Well, I don't want to walk into a Build-A-Bear and have to squat down when I'm walking around it.
No, dude, it should feel normal.
It does.
It's almost like Texas. You know, when you go to Texas, you're like, dude, I'm going to go to Texas. I'm going to go to a Fridays in Texas. And you go in and they have a fucking chandelier. And you're like, why? Why is this so big?
Well, when I worked at Fridays, I did think that.
Yes, dude. Yeah. It's extreme. You go to a fucking Holiday Inn in Texas and there's a fucking foyer. I never said that word.
Yeah, but everything here is small.
I've never said that word before, so I had
no,
to.
No, that's a real $5 word for you.
Foyer. The foyer.
It means breezeway in French.
The foyer
is pronounced fire.
I don't know if that's
we're on foyer!
It's 7 miles
He's
long.
He's on foyer!
Call the foyer fighters! He's on
foyer!
Hold your foyer.
But everything here, don't you think that's just an adjustment?
Ready, aim, foyer!
But everything on the East Coast is like very small and like you guys make a lot of space because everybody lives. So don't you just think that you're just not used to it?
That's better though. I'm saying,
why is that better?
Because
I want to take a shit in a toilet in McSorley's that's 200 years old. That's better. Like I want a little space.
It's a more efficient use of space. You know what I'm saying? Look at this. What is this? Is this?
Oh, that's where they shut the end of Dr. Megorian's Wonder Emporium.
No, this is the actual mall. Look at all this space. Look at this. You know how many people you could put right there? Right there alone would be 400 New York City apartments.
But it's socially distanced. It's good.
Yeah. Thank you. Like, I can't believe you're arguing for God.
They did not build this with pandemic in mind. They were like, you know what, dude?
They've been building that since I'm a kid.
Yeah, they've been building that for 20 full years. They've been building this fucking mall.
It was going to be called Xanadu.
Is that really?
When I was a kid, yeah.
So now it's finally finished, and it's just, it's crazy.
I mean, I guess is it like an eyesore?
I don't get it. I don't know.
It's like also an eyesore. Philly, a good point. It is an eyesore.
Oh, Christ. You don't get to just jump on a new point.
I drove in. You know what I drove in? There was rocks everywhere. Just in outside of the parking lot. Just a pile of rocks. I was like, why?
Fancy rocks or just rocks?
Rocks that were unused.
Oh, these are not like Sedona, Arizona rocks. These are just like, these are
not
like
even eroded
shit
a little
Jersey
bit.
Fancy rocks.
Decoration. No, this was, they were like, we're gonna do a fucking rock area. And then they decided, they nixed it.
Oh, they gave up on the rock area.
And then they just left
the
fucking
rocks. You act like they're still gonna be there.
No,
like,
dude, who knows?
Like, you had every microphone plugged in this place when you opened it up. They're just trying to get their shit off the ground. You leave them alone. It's a union shop. They're doing fine.
They need to
people
finish,
are making money.
They need to finish the fucking mall before they start opening it up and letting people in.
Oh, Christ.
It's a big apocalypse. It's new, but it feels like it's been abandoned for 20 years.
That's an actually unsettling feeling.
This is a cosmetic complaint. It's very cosmetic what you're saying. I mean, I don't really think
don't you use
it.
Fucking woman words on me.
It's very cosmetic.
Okay? Nah, what you're saying.
You have a woman-colored hoodie on. I feel like I can say...
Whoa.
I feel like I can say cosmetic to you. It's a very cosmetic complaint.
I don't think this is enough for you to be this upset about.
It's that double bass drum music that y'all
coming
like
right
so much.
At me, dog. Yeah, I like it. I like when people come
double
at me on my own
we
show.
Like so much.
Yeah, that's that double bass drum music you whites love so much.
You whites.
I do.
I get it. Yeah.
I didn't watch the Grammys, like, but didn't fucking Ice-T win the best metal album?
I didn't. I haven't even.
He has a metal band.
Does he?
Yeah.
Good for him. Body Count.
Yeah, Body Count won best metal album. You're like, are you fucking kidding me? You can't give Ice-T best metal album.
That's dope.
It's crazy.
Take it over, man. Good for you.
If it's
good
the best one, I didn't listen to it.
I didn't. I don't.
Yeah.
Ice-T wins first Grammy in 30 years with Best Metal Performance and Body Counts, Bum Rush.
Wow.
That's a pretty good name for a song.
Hell yeah.
Don't you have friends in the metal world?
Like the metal world.
Yeah. We got a couple podcasts on the network in the metal world.
Yeah. Did any of them get nominated?
Probably not, but they should have been. They're better metal acts than Body Count.
Did you listen to Bum Rush?
I bet Bum Rush is dope.
I bet it's really good.
See?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But this mall itself, I didn't love it. Nickelodeon.
Homeland Security hackers that took over the.
What is that? What the fuck?
The commercial before Bum Rush.
All right, keep it going. Give me some vocals. Dylan, fast forward to vocals. We all bust. We didn't fall prey to your bullshit lies. Propaganda of
twisted minds. We figured out how it's all set up. The object keeps all right, I got it. I don't hate it. It's pretty good.
It's fine. Is it also members of Rage Against the Machine?
No.
Or no, it just sounds like that.
Propaganda of twisted minds. Like, all right.
It's very Ice-T. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's fine. Yeah. It's whatever. It's just, it's not good rap, and it's not good metal. So I guess
I don't think I could tell you five albums that came out this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not great.
Let alone metal records.
I bet you could. Hmm. How many albums of Chris Jericho's band put out?
It has to be a year or two ago. It had to be over a year ago. Judas came out a while ago. Yeah.
I hear his shit's good. I don't know. I don't listen to it. But.
So, yeah. Anyway, look, Nickelodeon Universe, it's fine. I feel like they fucked up the marketing a little bit.
Okay.
Or not in the marketing. Or when you think of Nickelodeon Universe, pull up a picture of Nickelodeon Universe.
SpongeBob. I think.
Yes. Is it all new shit, or is it like classic Nickelodeon mixed?
Yeah,
in.
That's like Rugrats.
Yeah, that's so us.
That's
my shit. But
they have old school. They have new. So they have Ren and Stimpy ride. They have SpongeBob stuff. They got the little fucking nerdy kid. Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of shit. And they have Rugrats. Yeah. I don't think they had any Doug.
Because Doug is like classic.
Doug is also dope. Like not the kind of Doug shit like kids today are going
to
be. Man.
Plus, Doug went to ABC halfway through.
Oh, really?
Did he really?
Oh, so they fucking... Yeah. Doug's out with Nickelodeon.
Doug moved
up. Now Doug's at, what is it, the Discovery, the Christian, the Bible part?
Discovery Zone?
Yeah. No.
Do you think Dan Schneider made Patty Manny show him her feet? Like, that's how even the cast of Doug and Rugrats had to do creepy shit. No, Nickelodeon Universe was cool, but it's sort of, when you see it, you're like, this is geared towards 5 to 9-year-old children.
Yeah.
Just on the surface. And that's what we brought. We brought a bunch of 5-year-old. We brought my son, Bobby Kelly's son, my niece who's 5, and then Carla, Big J's ex-wife. She has a new daughter who's also 5.
Oh.
So we brought, 4 kids between 5 and 8 years old. None of these kids would go on any of the rides because the rides are horrifying.
It's like too intense for
Way too intense. This is like extreme children's rides. So they're not like Six Flags, like Daredevil rides. But they are right in. It's like it'll be like a Dumbo ride, but like it spins and fucking.
Is it the kind of ride if you get on, you're like, if you got on it, you'd be like, I'll be fine. And then after you get off, you're like, that was a little more intense than I thought.
Yeah, the roller coaster that I went on the Slime Streak roller coaster. That's the one right there, the orange one. I went on the Slime Streak roller coaster, and that shit was pretty fucking intense. None of the kids would go on any rides. My son is a little daredevil, so he would go on anything. But it was a lot of us just walking around, and when you get in. Like, you can't bring any food in. They're like, yeah, you gotta leave. You even like a bottle of water, you can't bring it inside. You're like, or so they, they're like, yeah, you gotta eat at the restaurants inside. There's no restaurants inside.
Yeah, but that's also just shitty. It's in a mall.
There's no fucking restaurants inside. They got a little pizza station. They have two places. The pizza station, they got a fucking little sandwich stand. It's all garbage food. Absolute garbage food. So I ate all shitty food yesterday. The kids are eating all shitty food. Fucking sugared up. Just bright. And then it's not...
Is this where you complain about things not being finished is coming from? Because they didn't have a fucking bento box for you?
They didn't have... It wasn't finished.
Well, they finished the goddamn roller coaster.
That's right. Like, they did finish roller coaster.
Yeah, like that's the thing they're really a little more concerned with, whether or not you're going to be able to get a fucking green juice.
It's not water park ready yet. It's still March. So, I mean, you got what you got.
Yeah, the roller coasters were also...
Water park ready.
They were made out of the same materials that they make malls out of. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like
organic materials from the earth.
Materials?
Yeah.
Concrete steel.
Yeah.
Right.
I want this to be made from unobtainium.
Unobtainium. So funny.
Oh shit.
This nigga want marble roller coaster ride. Fuck out of here. It's not marble.
Your kids wouldn't go on those either if they can't handle the fucking goo rider or whatever the fuck it's called.
You're not understanding, okay?
I think you're not understanding. It's a goddamn commerce business, so they can suck your wallet dry for your nephew.
You're telling us that this amusement park inside a mall was subpar.
Lewis is bougie. This motherfucker's bougie.
It's not that I'm bougie. It's
bougie.
Well, if you really want I'll call the Bergen County Chamber of Commerce and put in a word.
Do you know when they
a snobby rattlesnake
open up one of these new extreme malls? Because not an old mall. Not one of these old malls. Look, the old mall. You're right. They would have, in an old mall, they'd have marble. They'd maybe have a little bit of railing. New extreme malls.
I don't think you went to finished malls if there was a little bit of railing.
These extreme malls, the whole floor is made out of fucking, like, just a slab of fucking concrete.
Heck.
You know, you go to the old mall, it'll be like, there's like designs and fucking, you know, like it's just kind of nice.
They put more care in a small, but when you're doing
extreme, it's all wide.
Quantity.
It's just, it's dick colored. It's fucking, it's gross.
Oh.
It's gross.
It's fine.
Your dick colored? Yeah, that's linoleum.
Yeah.
The screws aren't normal size screws. They got screws that are like this fucking big.
You're upset about the size of the screws?
I'm furious about the size of the screws. Give me a normal fucking screw.
You just want to be upset about a fun time at a mall.
He's a diva.
Yeah, no shit.
Go, man. No,
you make a few bucks and you get all high and mighty.
Why are the screws so big?
You know.
It's crazy.
The screws so big.
Maybe because it's a big fucking mall and you can't put
big
up mall. A wood screw to hang
big
up a goddamn
mall
roller.
Big screws.
That's wild, though.
Maybe they bought giant screwdrivers.
Y'all come to the Bergen County Mall. We're going to have a good time.
Well, how do they? They have these bolts that are this big. What do they have? Do they have a giant fucking wrench?
Well, they didn't put it in with a goddamn toothbrush.
Did the roller coaster fall apart?
No.
So therefore, you're straight.
No, also, please stop workshopping your crowd work for when you headline there.
Why are these bolts so big?
Zach Amico.
I went and saw Cindy at Cinnabon. Y'all know Cindy.
What's the deal with these roller coasters?
I'll be featured. I'm going to do all that shit in front of them.
They make these malls. The only way to describe it, it's out of like, if you ever walk across the George Washington Bridge, you're like, that's a fuck. It's a big ass cable. So that's like that thick. The bolts are like that fucking big. That's what they make these malls out of.
Kids are fatter now. So it's for the weight.
We were pretty fat back in my day.
I did okay. My mom kind of kept me on the thinner side. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
She made me drink water and stop eating too much sugar and all that shit.
It's extreme.
Smart woman.
It's extreme. I don't need an extreme fucking mall. It needs to be personal. It takes all of like the personal, the personality out of it. It's too big.
But do they go to kids like go to like? Are you coming from a place? Because I love malls.
I used to hang out. I was a mall rat.
Yeah, me too.
Same? Me too. Before 21 happened. Yeah. Before I was 21, I was in the mall.
But now that's all fucked and done. Like kids buy everything. They don't like go shopping. You know, like there was like this ritualism with like when you would be like, I'm gonna go get the new Mortal Kombat game or whatever. You're like kind of geeking out. Your mom drops you off for 2 hours at the mall or whoever does, and someone picks you up. There was like some ritualism to it. They don't care now. They need to make it bigger so these fucking kids show up.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess the attraction back in the day when I would go to the Nanuet Mall, because the Nanuet Mall is where I grew up, right?
Where's Nanuet?
Nanuet, New York. It's like 10 minutes from the Palisade Center Mall if you've ever done Levity Live.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they built Levity. They built that mall, which is one of the first extreme malls. And that's what they always tell you. It's like, dude, it's the fifth largest mall in America. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear where you fall into the list of largest malls in America.
It's crazy, bro.
That's an extreme mall.
They got a Ferris wheel next to the Popeyes.
You see how big? You see how
right around there. I like this.
They call that the Derek
My biscuit.
They're getting Popeyes on a fucking.
I'll throw a chicken sandwich up to you right here on the Ferris wheel.
It's like on a roller coaster when you have to grab the brass ring. Somebody just got chicken after.
That you're right. There is a Ferris wheel right next to the Popeyes.
Yeah, I'll be like.
Just chilling, just watching the Popeyes. Like, what a life!
They put this together quite good.
Do you see how large those bolts are?
Yeah,
that are holding that mall together.
Crazy.
It's unnecessary. It's unfucking necessary, dude.
I don't. I don't know.
What, I feel like you can get regular size.
No.
They didn't invent large bolts for a mall. That's crazy.
No, they didn't say they invented them for a mall, but like, yeah, you just can't. Like, you need a bigger screw. They're not trying to spend more money. They're not trying to have bigger screws because they want to spend more money.
No, they want to be extreme, dude. They want to be extreme. And that's the, it sucks.
They want to be extreme.
They
want to
be extreme. Simple as that.
Monster energy drink of malls.
That's what it is. Dude, in the Palisades Center Mall, you could go fucking rent go-karts.
Go-karts.
Ice skating.
Ice skating. I think you could play football on one of them floors. Like, you could play indoor football. They got...
That's fun.
It's fun. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know why.
Movie theater.
Well, that's the thing. Back in the day, it used to be the attraction was shopping. That was it. Like, you know what? I want to get a pair of sneakers. I'm going to the mall.
Yeah, but
and
like,
now you're right. People are online. Look at the pair of sneakers on the website, on Amazon, or whatever.
You can have
it is.
A day of go-kart racing on Amazon.
Yeah.
This is the kind of shit you have
now,
to
now, but that's it's annoying because the mall, like, the only restaurants that used to be at a mall would be like a Fridays or a Chili's or whatever. And now it's like, now they're opening up like fucking bougie, nice places. I don't know, man. A mall should be a mall. A mall should be a mall, Shane. A mall shouldn't be a city.
You're so upset.
It's a whole city. It's a whole futuristic, apocalyptic city.
Well, we're in the apocalypse, so, you know. Yeah.
Derek's got the right idea.
Right, so I don't understand. Make malls great again.
Fuck.
I'm an old Republican. I'm like, you know, back in my day, a mall was a mall.
You're like the new version of an old Republican. You're like, we were sucking down chili dogs to John Cougar Mellencamp.
Derek, what you need to realize, 38-year-old Latino men have two choices.
Okay.
And it's either go way Spanish, like... No socks and dominoes, or he become a 50-year-old Republican guy in a wife beater complaining about kids on your lawn.
Absolutely.
You get your food at the food court. You know what I'm saying?
There's two food courts.
There shouldn't be two food courts.
You ever seen a two food court mall? That's crazy.
Have I seen a
two
food court mall?
It's still options.
Yeah.
I shouldn't go to the gym while I'm at the mall. That's crazy.
Why not?
That's great.
It's too much.
Why is it too much?
It's not.
A mall's a mall.
You can't just say a mall's a mall.
A mall's a mall.
Fucking, who are you, Tom
this
Cotton?
Is not Spencer's like, this is Gifts ridiculous anymore, man. It's more than Spencer's Gifts. It's bigger than Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, Derek knows what he's talking about. He is a descendant of Orange Julius.
I am a descendant. All that shit. Orange Julius, Annie's Pretzels, fucking Aunt.
Don't you mean Auntie's Pretzels?
Auntie's Pretzels. Is it Auntie's Pretzels? And Auntie Anne's.
I call my Auntie's Auntie's.
Auntie's Pretzels.
Auntie's Pretzels.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The fucking Chinese food with the samples.
Yeah.
That
I
was
realized,
the
but that's old school.
I was like, I
love that. That's what I love. I love going into a mall, getting some bourbon chicken.
Bourbon chicken.
What? I've never purchased bourbon chicken once in my entire life.
You just ate it for free.
I've had an insane amount of bourbon chicken. I've eaten so much bourbon chicken in my fucking life, and I've never spent a dime on it. That's the way a mall should be. If you go to the mall, what is the mall called that Nickelodeon's in? What is that mall called?
American Dream Mall.
The American Dream. If you go to there, do you know?
That's the act they just passed in Congress.
That's the
act.
There you go, boy.
Yeah. You're never going to find the bourbon chicken lady in that mall. It's a fucking needle in a haystack.
It's not haunted by this
It's
woman.
A needle in a haystack.
So you'll never find the bourbon chicken lady in the American Dream Mall.
It ain't happening. I don't even know where the fucking food court is. Who knows? You're going to get lost in there for days, dude.
I like a big food court. A lot of options.
Mm. Well, do you just have no sense of direction? There's no way this...
I have no sense of direction. That's also true.
Is that actually true?
That is true. But it's also, look, here's the thing. And I'm not going to take a knock on you right now, Derek.
Okay.
But your trash is showing, okay?
Hey, man.
You like a lot
Jersey,
of options.
Bro.
That's not the
I'm
way it works.
South Jersey.
If you go to a nice restaurant, they have like 7 items on the menu. That's what it is. If you're
what are
fucking,
you talking about?
That's
I'm not
what it is.
What do you think a nice restaurant?
That's
is?
A nice restaurant. They have like they have 7 entree options.
That's a lazy
options.
Chef. That's what. The
that's
fuck
not a lazy
that
chef.
Is.
They specialize in what they do.
Oh, seven.
These
seven
extreme
courses.
Malls.
Stop acting like you're some fucking artisanal person.
Right.
Like.
Right. When did this motherfucker turn into the artisanal rattlesnake?
Just such bullshit. What a
this
fucking dick
said.
You are. You're this everyman, but then now you want to be like I'm only crap.
This is why he likes Jake better.
That's true.
That's probably, yeah. Well, Jake went the liberal Latino way. That's really what
Lou's
I like.
Getting money. Lou's getting a little.
It's not even
bougie.
About money. I'm just
he's
saying.
Getting bougie.
When you go to a diner,
Okay, there's a fucking book for a menu, and you're like, all right, there's so much shit
That's
here.
Cheesecake Factory. I'm not talking about the book for a menu.
If you want a if you go to a nice restaurant, they have 8 entree options. They have 5 fucking appetizers. They got a few sides. That's it. That's all they got. That's a nice restaurant.
Well, like, what about, like, I've never been there, but
I've been in nice restaurants with more shit on the menu.
Yeah, I think I have. What's the best, fanciest meal you've ever had?
The fanciest meal I've ever had? Yeah. I talked about it recently on the show. I took my girlfriend to a place called Course here in the city, and I think that was probably the fanciest meal. It was outside in the winter when we first started dating. It was freezing, but it was like, they call it Course because they give you, you know, just little small courses.
Like they do a prefixed menu?
Yeah, exactly. So that was probably, I don't know if that's
But it was up there.
That was one of the most expensive meals that I've ever purchased. that's what I should say. It wasn't the fanciest restaurant. During my fight, we went to a really fancy restaurant a couple years ago. Whatever, Shannon, you were there. That restaurant that we went to with Ralph, that was very fancy. I don't remember what it was called. But I've been to, I like eating good food. I really do.
Yeah.
If I'm going to spend money, I'm going to spend money on traveling, fucking eating good food. You know, that's really it.
Nickelodeon style.
Nickelodeon.
Theme parks.
Yeah. Nickelodeon.
$500 I spent on this fucking theme park. Nobody went on any rides. Nobody went on any
fucking
rides.
This is why you're
rides.
Upset.
It's infuriating.
Yeah. I think that's the bread. This is the bottom of it. $500, nobody got on any rides.
Yeah. Well, because the thing is, I just purchased the tickets. Everyone was supposed to pay me back for the tickets, except nobody did. And then it becomes a weird
it's
thing.
It's been
where
one day.
I'm chasing people back. I bought them fucking 4 days ago. I bought the tickets four days ago.
It's not a week yet, you know? Like,
I'm never going to bring it up to them. When are they going to be like, hey, remember that Nickelodeon trip here? Like,
why wouldn't you bring it up to them?
That's weird.
Just send them a text. Be like, hey, just, you know, did you Venmo me?
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, you don't need to hold on to this.
This is why I don't pay you guys all the money that I owe you guys, because I, just so you know, I think it's, when you text me for the money that I owe you, I'm like, that's weird. Okay. Then I fucking.
This is wild.
I wouldn't do that. But
I should be more like your sister and openly steal from you.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, I don't do that. I don't chase people down for fucking money they owe me. If I give somebody money or lend somebody money, I'm assuming that I'm parting ways with that money for all time.
Well, it depends on the person.
And I judge you if you ask me for the money that I owe you. I want everyone to realize that.
That's a crazy stance to take.
That is pretty crazy.
Well, that's fucking wild to be like, you're going to ask me for the money I owe you?
Yeah.
You're judging? That's an insane
position. I will judge that all day. I was like, what are you, poor? Who are you fucking? You need the money, you poor asshole?
Yeah. You need the money that I needed? That's a fucking wild stance.
What's the fanciest meal you've ever had, Derek?
I've lost track.
That's it. Too many.
Too many. Then that's true. That's absolutely
well,
true.
Well, what's the best meal you've ever had? That's a better question.
I want to say Del Frisco's.
That's great.
It's a really swanky steakhouse. There's one in New York, one in Philly.
There's one that started in Dallas.
Huh?
It started in Fort Worth or Dallas, where I'm from, I think.
Yeah. The steaks are just
I don't mind a chain. There's a good chain steakhouse near my place.
There's a few of them, and they can do it right.
But I've been places where the waiters and waitresses wear like lab coats, and they give you this whole spiel about what they got on the menu. Like, I've been to, I forgot all the names. There's the Taos and the Nobus and all that. That. I've had all that food.
Yeah. Well, that shit is like, there's nothing more disappointing than being psyched for a really good meal. And then you're just like,
no, Del Frisco's, they deliver.
Dog shit. Yeah.
They deliver. I was like,
you get bottomed out. Like, it's fucking horrible. Like, you're looking forward to something. Like, even if it's just chicken wings and they fucking suck or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Yeah. I've had really good chicken wings too.
Me too.
We know.
We know. Get it in there.
In the Palisades Center Mall on a roller coaster. Yeah. Like, these are the best chicken wings I've ever had.
Yo, man. I will throw them off the side. So
people just getting hit with stray bones.
Stray bones. Where's it coming from?
That's a pretty good nickname, Stray Bones.
Stray Bones.
Yeah.
What's the best meal you've ever had?
New metal record.
Good.
I think my favorite meal I ever had was my bachelor party, that steakhouse you took me to.
Oh, that was a fucking solid.
Really fucking good.
That was a solid steakhouse right there. And we went to
a solid steakhouse.
We went to a less like known steakhouse, but it was still fucking dope. Awesome.
Is Peter Luger's open again? I always hear the hype around Peter Luger's.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of earlier. Yeah, it's open.
Luger's.
Like, they're outside is like, it basically looks like an apartment none of us could afford. Mm, you know, like they've got all.
I've never been to Peter Luger's. Every time I've tried to go, it's always been, I couldn't get a reservation. It was just, because I never decide a month in advance that I want to go eat somewhere. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, you know, like if you do it for like an event or something, I guess it's fine. Like,
why are you always fucking naysaying me, Shane? No. Everything I say, here comes Shane.
I always
here's
naysaying
shit.
You.
Fucking shitting all
I'm
over.
I'm sorry
it.
I didn't
okay.
let you go on your mall tirade this morning.
Right, that's... right.
Jesus Christ.
Stop why raping
am I,
me.
Why am I naysaying
Stop raping
you?
Me.
I would
on
never.
On my own show,
I'm
you're
an
raping
ally.
Me.
I am a trying hard to
He's
be.
He's his ally. We're just trying to understand, man. We're just trying to understand,
yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah. But I was agreeing with you eventually.
Yeah, I never make it. It's always like a day in advance, 2 days in advance. That's the
That
the
you
want
to do like a special thing? Or you think to do...
Even when I go on vacation, I go on vacation with like the most, this is probably the most I've ever planned a vacation, this next vacation I'm taking. And that was like 5 weeks in advance.
Where are you going?
We're going to Jamaica, man.
Nice. Again. Yeah. Have you been, so you've been a few times?
I'm trash. Yeah. I've been to Jamaica 7 times, I think.
Why does that make you trash?
Because it's a very simpleton, island. Like, if you're a fucking simpleton, you're going to love Jamaica. I know that about myself. Like, I'm a retard.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, like, I could probably go
so
to...
it's a hacky island.
It's a hacky island. Yes.
It's a hacky... Regular size screws everywhere you go.
They
not
got
a big screw island.
Dog, they got no oversized... fucking tools. There's no...
You're the only oversized tool.
Doggy, yeah, it is straight up. The screws are screw-sized. The nails are nail-sized. Yeah. How do they... They have a screw in the mall. I'm going to keep going with this.
Go back to paradise. You're in Jamaica. Go back to paradise.
How do you screw it in? What, do they got a fucking transformer to come in and help them build the mall?
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
It's a crazy way to be.
Why? You got Optimus Prime screws? Fuck it. If you got an Optimus Prime screw, you got an Optimus Prime mall. I'm happy that there's a mall with screws that big, that don't loosen.
I hate it. But you're right about Jamaica. There's not a single oversized screw on the island.
It's a nice little hack island. It's good for you.
It is a hack island.
But it's still a nice place, so I'm not mad at you at all.
It's the best.
It's a nice place.
I've never had more fun in my entire life. I never feel at home any more than when I'm on a beach in Jamaica. I fucking love it.
That's great, man.
And I know that that's the way that... they did a whole episode of The Office about it, about how Michael Scott went to Jamaica. It was like...
Oh, yeah, like sandals.
Yeah, he went to sandals. And I remember watching it being like, oh, wait, fuck. Do only idiots like Jamaica? And it was a come-to-reality moment.
He went with Jan, and Janet had her titties out.
And he took a picture of her, and then he wanted to brag. He wanted to brag to his one boy. He was like, oh, yeah? He was like, well, check out this picture of Jan. And then his boy's like, I didn't get it. And he's like, what do you mean? I just sent it. And he's like, no, I didn't get it. He was like, wait, no, I just got it. He was like, this other guy just sent it to me. And he accidentally sent the picture to the entire company.
That's right.
Which was incredible. Yeah.
That was a good show.
It was a
good show, man.
Great show. Yeah. But the point is, that's when it was a moment of looking in the mirror where I was like, oh, shit, I'm a fucking retarded heck. I love Jamaica.
I think a lot of people love Jamaica.
A
lot of people are retarded hecks. A lot of people go to resorts. A lot of people go to fucking,
I like a resort, though, I would say, because I don't really like beaches like that. I like, saunas and shit.
I enjoy sauna. I enjoy
you don't like beaches?
I got eczema, so if the sand ain't pink or black and it's just regular sand, I'm like,
It fucks with your skin.
Like, because Bermuda got pink sand.
Okay.
Then I went and found out what pink sand felt like. I was like, I can't go back.
I thought you were looking at, like, one of those bottles you make at the Jersey Shore with, like, the pink and the black.
No,
I'm
better than that. I'm way better than that. I was in Bermuda with pink sand. I was like, this is the only way. It's got to be a weird color sand for me to
enjoy
the beach.
A black sand beach in January. I went to Hawaii.
Black sand.
Yeah.
Trying to see that
for
the first time. Yeah. Stuff like that.
I'd never been to a place.
The sand in the Hamptons ain't bad, though. I will say that.
I don't fuck with any of the beaches. Just in Jamaica. That's the only beach I'll go to.
There you go, boy.
Why would...
Because...
Get a house out there. Come on, Lewis.
I really should. Yeah. I really should. A house with normal size planks of wood.
Fine.
Just a...
I would not be mad at you.
I bet you build the gaudiest goddamn bricks. Thing we've ever seen down there.
No, dude.
I bet it'd be like you.
Dude, I'm shipping in large mall parks.
yeah. That's what it's like. You'd have a parking garage just part next to it.
I mean, every floor in the mall looks like you're under a bridge. It's crazy. I'm not going to get over this ever. It's psychotic. I'm looking up at the third floor.
Zach, get your man. Get your fucking man. He over here tripping over nothing.
This makes me want to go to this mall so bad.
I like this idea.
You love this extreme mall.
I don't Mobile even think it's extreme. I think I'm going to look at it. Yeah, I think it'll be fine. You could open a podcast studio there.
I mean, the amount of unused space, they wouldn't even notice. I could probably build a podcast studio. They wouldn't even come for me for rent because they'd be like, you know what? We it took us a year to get to this section of the mall.
Yeah, it could be like your version of like when Banksy hangs his art in a museum.
It's just me podcasting for a year.
Just like
some dude back there is saying a lot of whatever. There's some sounds coming from the left quadrant wing of the mall.
Once you go to the nice Starbucks in this mall, you'll see it. It's around the corner.
It's too much. That's all too much. The best meal you should be able to get at a mall is a Blimpy sandwich. I shouldn't be able to go get a nice fucking meal at a mall. That's crazy. I'm at a mall. I'm in the middle of shopping.
People who spending money on clothes and shit. I just don't agree with you, man. I'm
California sorry. Pizza Kitchen.
CPK is good in the mall.
That's good mall.
They got that butter crunch cake.
Why is that? I guess my thing is why is that the ceiling? Why does that have to be the ceiling? The CPK.
So I don't know why, but a CPK.
I like it on the ceiling in this fucking place. It looks like an airport hangar. Holy shit! Why are there so many windows up there?
What's the name? Palisades had a yard house in there.
Yeah,
that was a nice little chicken spot. CPK, that was good, and they had an Outback in there too.
That's where Harrington lives, in a yard house.
And a nice sports bar /
Yeah, I like that shit, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know why you can't have like a nice restaurant.
A CBK is too much.
Legal seafood, too much. Legal seafood,
Legal seafood.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's a seafood place in the mall. It's a chain.
I never understood a seafood.
I don't even like a Target in a mall. That's a different mall. Why'd they put a mall inside of a mall?
I'm kind of with you on that one a little bit.
That's right.
It really is.
A Target should be its own freestanding fucking thing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't go into a mall, but you know what? I'm also going to go inside of this mall that's in this mall.
Yeah, there's a store in this. Yeah.
It's too much.
I have some agreement with
reservations.
I don't know. Where it ends, one side is a Dillard's, the other side is a Macy's, in the middle is the mall. I always thought that was a pretty good mall. Macy's, Dillard's, Target.
You got your tent poles on each side, kind of.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Now it's weird. It's cloudy now.
Faggotron 3000 in the racist live chat says, Lewis is an oversized dolt.
The hell is that? Like an adult?
Instead of a bolt.
Right.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Thanks, Faggotron.
Thanks, Faggotron 3000. No problem.
Thanks.
Hello, it's just really, a gay robot really... that's in the racist live chat. Lewis sucks. If anybody wants to get their dick sucked, I'll be here. Faggotron 3000.
All right.
All right. So, look.
This is a gay guy named Ron. Lewis can't read.
Okay, let's take a quick second and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are using Kratom, if you're a fan of Kratom, if you've been thinking about buying Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. That's YoKratom. They're home of the $60 kilo. I'll tell you right now, Shannon, our producer, major Kratom addict. She's got a real problem. Shannon, how much do you love YoKratom's Kratom?
I love it.
She loves it. Do you guys hear that? She loves it. She takes it every single morning, every afternoon, at night. It's uncomfortable for everyone to be around her.
But if you're attracted to Shannon and you want Shannon to be attracted to you, you should use YoKratom.
All you got to do is go to YoKratom.com. There is no promo code. They already have the best price available anywhere in the world. You don't have to go to a gas station or a smoke shop to grab your Kratom. Get it delivered right to your door from YoKratom.com. $60 for a kilo. Holy shit. You've never bought a kilo of anything in your entire life. Go there now. Grab a kilo. Let them know that we sent you. And yeah, YoKratom.com is the website. All right. Where were we? Yeah. So look, would I recommend Nickelodeon Universe to anybody? It's bizarre.
I've never been. I've heard it's a great time. I'll go.
It's just a strange thing. Like all of the rides are like made of like plastic, and
what is your obsession with building materials?
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. It's just
Lewis played a lot of Mall Tycoon.
Right?
Yeah, it's got to be something.
Yeah. And he's judging these malls based on
this. Isn't how I would have done it.
Well, you know, like the fence to get into a ride, like you have to go around.
Yeah.
The whole, like, it's made to look like it's metal, like it's a metal fence, but it's plastic, and it's, like, pieces that connect together, and it's all, like, just kind of, like...
It's like piping, basically.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It just fucked with me a little bit. I don't know, man. It was a little bit... It was kind of shitty.
Okay.
And everything was too shiny.
Not everything could be Six Flags. Not every
Six Flags. I love Six Flags.
Well, we all love Six Flags.
I love Six Flags.
It was the park to go to.
It's the shit.
New outfit. Get a chick, meet a chick there. I've always met chicks at Six
You meet
Flags.
That was like a hot summer. That was like
that is what good looking black guys do. Yeah. They can go to a theme park and they can fucking meet.
I'm
like,
on the ride with the chick within the you wanna get on this boat and your finger fucking on the Batman ride. That's nice. It's just like
you do it that fast?
Bruh. If you got a new outfit on, it's the summer. In Jersey, of all places, Six Flags? Oh, yeah.
I can see you wearing a fucking oversized Daffy Duck t-shirt at Six Flags.
Some fly shit. The 90s was it. The 90s and 2000s was it, man.
90s ruled. If you enjoyed Warner Brothers gear, the 90s was where it was at.
Like
doggy.
A sassy Tweety Bird shirt.
Tweety with sagging jeans
and the boxers sticking out.
Tweety's on the front. Then his profile from behind is also behind on your back.
And
you're wearing a Dr. Seuss hat, tilted.
And then I'm just standing there in a pinky.
That shit was awesome.
I'm just there with a pinky and the brain t-shirt stained from a cherry slushy.
Dude. The style in the 90s ruled.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
There was one of those at this mall. There was also one of those, which I haven't seen in probably 20 years. It was a stand where you can have them take your picture and put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That was like very fucking big.
Yeah, those were huge.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was just like it was designed for like little kids to like.
Do it. That's
make
like a that's
world's
like,
best grandpa t-shirt.
Yeah. Drunk dealer memorials.
That's what I was thinking. A lot of thug funerals at Six Flags.
And a lot of t-shirts and like a picture of them fucking their grandma. A
lot of thug funerals. In the back of Six Flags, they had a lot of
R.I.P. Big Lil Ray.
Yeah. A lot of angel wings around his face.
It says, that's all folks underneath it.
That's all folks. Yeah, that was always good.
Yeah.
Good times.
Those stands, you're right, they're designed for world's greatest grandpa and to commemorate Farm Thugs.
Wild clientele. Like, you just see a line, it's like a little fat kid just like waiting, and then the scariest son of a bitch you've ever seen in your life with a knife tattoo running down his face, and they're both just, one's so happy and one's so emotional. Yeah.
I had I might even still have it, I have a, like that you got at the carnival, a pin with me, my mom, and my sister on, a big pin with my face, my mom's face, and my sister's face, like we took a picture and fucking, that was it.
And then you walked around. Like,
I bought a $20 pin with our faces on it.
That sounded like about right. They had the green screens there. You can make little shitty music videos.
Yeah.
Six Flags was the shit, bro.
Six Flags was the shit.
Me and my homies.
I still love it. We're going to do another Gas Digital Six Flags trip somewhat soon. We do it every year. Were you there last year? Oh, you were. Everyone's on drugs.
That's fun.
Best way to be, especially on the rides.
I can never go on a ride while I'm on ecstasy or acid.
No.
They love it. The whole staff.
They all
drop acid and then they jump on the scariest roller coasters ever.
Well, Nitro was great to get on because the line was quick. So you didn't have time to freak the fuck out in line because it was like 36 people a car. So that the line would move. And then, but I was always on edibles. I never really took acid.
No, Nitro is the shit.
Nitro was that.
What is Nitro?
That deal. Nitro's, that was that one of the best rides at Six Flags.
To this day, it's one of the best rides.
It's one of the best rides.
Yeah.
Nitro goes.
It's long. It's like three minutes long, maybe. And that first drop,
crazy.
What's crazy when they first had Nitro?
No fucking thing.
It was actually, I don't know why they did this. They got rid of this aspect of the ride, but it was one of the coolest parts of it. When you go on Nitro, when you're
Swing around, talk all your shit,
and then it goes really fast, really quick. For a second, you're like, whoa, what was that? And then it goes up here. Now, right here where you're going up, they used to have signs that would tell you what you're at. You're now at the height of the Statue of Liberty.
Way to do it. Yeah,
and they took the signs down. I have no idea why, but. Dude, this shit was fucking awesome.
And we would have comedy shows on the way up. You ever hear all the funny people talk with their people on the way up?
That's what I call them, too.
All the funny people.
A lot of funny people.
A lot of funny people.
Ride.
Funny like people all over Six Flags.
Everybody tries to do a comedy set right here because they know girls is behind them and they won't make people laugh. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Six Flags.
This good shit time. Just goes and goes and goes.
Nitro was the shit, bruh. It's still going up.
It still might be the best roller coaster at Six Flags.
This is actually making me a little nervous.
Nitro was hard.
I'm legitimately nervous about what the view is going to be like when it gets up to the top.
Dude, it's awesome. I can't wait. It's like going to open up in maybe 2-3 weeks.
States.
Yeah, you see everything. Dude. Everything.
You see Delaware. You saw all the.
And my 8-year-old,
shit.
Loves it.
Nitro was
look at
the shit.
Look at
that fucking shit. That shit was crazy. That shit was great.
No fucking thank you.
Oh, it's the best.
That shit was great.
You're not a roller coaster fan.
No, I'm not. No, I mean, that's impressive for sure, but I am Nitro so not about.
You just wouldn't do it.
No, absolutely not.
It's crazy to me that some people just wouldn't do it. Shannon, you don't do roller coasters at all.
No. Even after Final Destination came out where they had the roller coaster, I still was like, man, fuck that.
Shannon would come off a roller coaster with two black eyes.
Dude, Nitro is the shit.
Two black guys or two black eyes?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Medusa, they turned it into Bizarro.
Yeah.
But they just renamed it.
Yeah, they repaint it and rebrand it and put a superhero attached to
it. If it wasn't Nitro, it was the Incredible Hulk at Orlando. That shit was insane.
Yeah.
The Incredible Hulk at Orlando started all fast. Like it just, when you went, it didn't.
Well, that's what.
Do you guys see that?
King Dakar is. Like, King Dakar.
Yeah. I went on
it. It's fine. King Dakar's not as scary as the other ones, though, because, like, that buildup of going up slowly, that's where you shit yourself. You're like, fuck, dude. Like, the nervous energy. And then there's a release of, like, you hit that first drop, and it's like, you scream until it's all out of you. King Dakar, there's none of that. You're sort of just going, and then it goes from zero to, like, 120 miles an hour in 3 seconds.
And King Dakar, you just go, ah!
And you're like, ah!
You're done. Whip you out. Yeah, now it's crazy. Fat. Look at this shit.
Yeah, King of the Car is pretty dope, but it's too fast of a ride, so it's not as scary. The scariest ride and probably the best ride at Six Flags. When's the last time you were at Six Flags, Derek?
4 years ago.
Was
the second time we went, and we was like, we aged out. But the 5 years ago, that's when my whole click went.
That's awesome.
And we stole food. We had a great time.
Oh yeah, I steal every time.
Yeah, we stole food.
I steal every time. To this day.
Yeah.
Makes
look
me feel
at, look how fast that shit is. That shit is crazy. Look at it.
Oh,
look at that shit.
Fuck.
Look at that shit. What? Come
did you,
on,
did
Jay
you go on
Torres.
El Toro?
I want all them shits. Even Scream Machine when it hits your head up against the fucking
Yeah.
Being a kid was great, man.
Scream Machine was like dating one of Shannon's exes. He's just like boom, 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 boom. That's terrible.
And then it gave you cheese fries.
You learn a lesson every time you're on the Scream Machine. You learn not to talk that shit.
Hey. You're from Jersey, right?
Are you
I
from
am.
Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, and you're from...
Yeah, I was born in Jersey.
Yeah.
And I live there now.
I watched this documentary called Class Action Park. Did you guys see this? Action Park. It's that water park that people were getting drowning in.
Yeah, Action Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
They turned it into a ski resort now.
Yeah, but it's like... there's a documentary on it, and the shit in this documentary
it's fucking
is,
wild.
Is fucking...
A bunch of comics are in the documentary, right?
Yeah, Gethard's in it.
Gethard's in it, and a couple other people.
Class Action Park, I'm going to watch it.
There's this part where...
I'll watch it tonight. That actually sounds awesome.
It's really good.
So good.
It's really fun.
What's
like,
it on?
HBO.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they had a loop-de-loop water slide.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the guy that... the owner of the park designed all the rides, that he does not know physics or construction.
Yeah, like there's no...
He's making it up.
Like Gethard says
so
this
they,
in the doc,
they send... they paid kids that worked at the park $100 each to try out the loop-de-loop slide.
Uh-huh.
And like the first three come down with their faces just busted up because they went up and then just hit halfway through the loop. So their faces are all fucked up. So they go, all right, we're going to adjust it.
We're going to have to make it faster.
Right? So then they adjust it, and then they send another three kids down for $100 each, and they all come up with their backs all slashed up.
Oh, no.
Dang!
And they go, what the fuck happened? They open it up.
Puerto Ricans.
It was the teeth of the first three kids.
Oh, no.
Were embedded in the slide from hitting their face. And then they're
I gotta watch this shit.
Cut up the next kid.
I gotta watch.
The thing that's like, he's like, Gethard, like,
good
sell
guy.
Clearly, the owner just said, I want a ride that goes like this and did not consult anyone who knew how to build anything. He's just like, just make it do three loops. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Because even in South Jersey, there was a park called Clementon Park. And Clementon Park was known for having the roller coaster, the car just went off the track. And then you see, like, some of the cars in the grass, like, that was supposed to be up there. They down there now.
Fucking
crazy places.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Just the car went off the track.
It was a good dog.
So no insurance company would pick him up like after he had so many deaths.
Yeah. Wow.
So he just made up an insurance company and covered himself.
Wow.
Like he was a legit psychopath.
Nice. That's ambitious.
They said somebody died in the wave pool every year.
Yeah, and they said the wave pool was like insane. It wasn't we're getting rocked a little.
Dude, the one at Disney World is pretty crazy. The wave pool at Disney World.
Yeah.
Every 2 minutes you just hear and you look over and there's a wall of water rushing at you. And you watch it hit and then wipe out and then half the people are just gone.
Yeah.
You're like, where do they go?
Yeah, that's so dude, those things are fucking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Inside of that mall, they have a water park as well.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm. Yeah,
was it open?
Yeah, okay, it's all indoors, so everything's open year round.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
But the tubes were too big for you, or you didn't.
Probably. What happened with that?
I didn't go into the water park, but you know.
Well, you gotta make sure you get paid back for.
They better have normal size slides. I mean, why do we have extreme slides?
Why would you? Why they should have? If anything should be oversized, it's probably.
Yeah, if it's long, that's fine. But what if it's just a gigantic fucking tube? You're like, well, this
that
is
helps
normal.
Some of us.
Yeah, the curvier boys really appreciate being considered every once in a while.
Yeah, remember who was on the show that told us about the? There was like an engineer that designed a roller coaster that would kill all 12 riders. Like, the last loop snaps everyone's neck.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Somebody did tell us about that.
What?
Yeah.
And they never made it. It was just like...
They wanted to prove that you could do it. They'd never built it.
Euthanasia coaster. Where it's supposed to, it goes like this here until you pass out.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
That's wild.
It's twisted.
Yeah, I like
some
it.
Twisted,
yeah.
Goofy
like
shit,
a,
man.
Like a Saw fan.
Everybody want to be Rob Zombie, man. This shit is
everybody but wants to be
I
Rob
still
Zombie.
Do.
Everybody
want to be
man, Rob Zombie. Zach, take white... over. I got to use the bathroom real
no
quick.
Problem.
This is my new thing that I do, is I use the bathroom 70% through every show.
That's good.
Derek, did I tell you about the movie we watched for Black History Month with Monroe?
No, he told me it was awful.
Yeah. Holla If I Kill You. Shot on mini DV in like 2000 something.
Oh no.
It's Kareem Green, Harris.
Oh no, not all the comics.
Oh boy. Fucking Pockets and me just Googled bad black horror movies.
Oh no.
And I looked up the cast and I'm like, oh, we know everyone in
not
this.
All my comic friends. Oh.
Dude, Shannon, could you bring up the cast list for Holla If I Kill You?
Holla If I Kill You.
And it's like, it's literally a slasher at a black comedy room.
Wow.
But shot on mini DV, and the entire movie is just the one guy in bed taking phone calls. Here we go. Mike Yard, Will Sylvans.
Derek!
Harris does an interview in it. Kareem Green. Dude, I had so much fucking fun watching
Jake
this.
Jake Phillips? Oh, shit. Yeah, man. That's crazy.
And I am not shocked.
Hey, Brooklyn
none of
Mike,
them...
like the lead?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And oh boy, was. And then, whose wife is the girl from Road Trip?
That's Mike Yard's deceased wife, recipe.
She was also in it.
Yeah.
And holy fucking.
Was it bad? It was bad.
Bad is not the word.
Wow.
It
and
was
for
one of those.
You, that must mean it's.
It was one of those movies
bad.
Where you can tell, you like they had movies? One. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like my thing.
Yeah.
It was one of those movies you could tell where different people's houses were the same place where they just turned the camera around.
I try not to get on bad productions, man. That's why I'm not in as many movies as I could be.
By the way, I love you. I love you enough.
Thanks, man. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to get on hot shit all the time.
I was impressed with everyone in it. Like, I was like, oh wow, everybody nailed this. But you were very you. You did a good job.
Thanks, man.
It's really interesting when you see like people you know, your friends, like actually be talented in a big thing.
Yeah. I was that way with Jermaine in Coming to America too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh fuck, Jermaine's a movie star.
Yeah, like it's very, it's wild.
I thought he was a movie star on the other one, the Judas and the Black Messiah, when he played Mark Clark. And he got shot, but the way he got, I was like, damn, I feel bad for my homie. He got shot at the door by the Fed.
I saw him in what was it called, like Sorry to Bother You.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah.
Did you guys dig Coming to America too?
I love all my friends, but I'm a purist because, you know, the first one was just a classic.
The first one's a great movie, but the second half isn't funny. Nothing funny happens in the second. It becomes a
drama a little bit.
Romantic drama.
And
people are like, it wasn't laugh how funny. Neither's the first one after the second fucking
that's
they
a
get
good
through
point.
The shit.
But that is a really good point.
Ain't
that a bitch? But even still, like when the part when Patrice told, he's the prince, when she was pointing at Simi, I thought that was when they all looked, who told you that? That shit still, but for what it's worth.
It was fun.
I love all my friends that was in it, but I was like, I had a few big chuckles, but I didn't really go crazy.
I haven't watched it yet.
My big issue, why are the men in the barbershop the same age?
That's so funny. They should have been dead, right?
It really bothered me. No, wait, this is a fucking time machine?
I love that.
No, it's very funny. It's very funny that they're 140.
They were old. then.
Yeah, well, just like, he whipped Joe Louis's ass.
Yeah. They was old then. So, yeah, that's crazy. They should have been, like, deceased or, like, very, very crippling 90-year-old men. But, that's a really good point. That's good. But, you know, I've, like, the black prideful side of me is, like, great.
My chick, when she watches, she's like, wow, this is a black fairy tale.
It's a black fairy tale. You go, I like this. There's no struggle. There's no oppression by the white man. There's rich black folk doing rich black things. And I go, okay, gold, private planes, royalty, fine. But for comedy in my brain, I'm a purist. So I just think about the old movie and I look at this one, I'm like, goddamn Kenya Burris.
For me, my favorite part was Colin Jost as
the
grandson of the guy who traded places. I thought it was really fucking funny.
That was a good call, though.
And especially because in Coming to America, you forget that the old men are in it.
Yeah, until that part.
You know what I'm talking about?
Randolph, we're back.
Maybe I'm missing it.
It's been so
long since I've watched
it. In Training Places, they bankrupt the rich guys.
Yeah.
They're living under a bridge and Coming to America when Eddie Murphy gives away his riches.
Yeah.
Guy's like, Mortimer, we're back in business. And then they show that the business back, and Colin Jost plays one of their great
songs. It's a pretty good tie-in.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
They did a good job of it.
Yeah, and then just fucking...
Leslie Jones made me laugh, though.
Yeah, she did. Tracy was Tracy, but that's what you...
Leslie Jones made me laugh. When she was screaming and carrying on about Randy Watson being in the room, that made me, like, chuckle a little bit. I was like, that's pretty funny. But for the most part, I'm just glad my friends was in a really big movie.
Did you guys listen to Eddie's WTF interview?
No.
It was really fun. He told these, like, wild stories about starting in New York and stuff, and he told the story about how, like, him and Fred Stoller. Do you know who that is? The comic. He's like, he talks
more,
like the,
more extreme Ray Romano.
Yeah, he's like very he's very Jewish, like kind of like, hey, I'm kind of a nerdy comic. Like, you know him if you saw him. He told this wild story about how they were in Florida playing some club and that they were on a jet ski together. It was like the funniest fucking image. He's like, Fred had to, there, yeah. Him.
Oh,
He goes, Fred had to get off because it was making him nauseous. And you know that was the funniest fucking conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like cool to see him back out there a bit, just in general.
Well, that Dolomite movie fucking...
It was great.
What a shot.
That
shit
was... for him. I loved that.
It was fucking great.
It was great. I was like, this Dolomite movie is the shit. Now, that one, I was like, Eddie's back. I was hyped. After the Dolomite joint.
He's saying he's
going to
do stand-up again now after once people are
He talks about it a little bit in the Marin interview, like about how he was trying to get stuff together. And he was
What was he? How old is he in the two specials? He's like in his early 20s, right?
Yeah. Well, his first one, he was 22 in Delirious.
Okay.
He was like 24, 25 in Raw.
That's such a fucking long time.
And then he was done at like 28 probably doing stand-up?
Yeah, because he stopped after the first two.
Yeah.
And then... you know, he put out his two classics, and Raw was just Delirious too, but it still was good.
Yeah.
And he just got in the movies, and it just kept going to be the greatest, you know, Eddie Murphy.
But
his first one, he was like 22 years old, 21, you guys 22. Like,
worry
crazy.
Like what he's gonna like, what it's gonna look like when he comes back? Because it's like it's not riding a bicycle. It's still fucking stand up. It's still hard. Like, I want it to be good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to just have it back.
Yeah,
right. Like, you're,
because
like,
Eddie was saying,
it doesn't
shit
devalue
that
the other
in
stuff.
The 80s that you damn sure can't say
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
his 80s material was the 80s. It was like,
what was it?
Yeah, it was all allowed. Yeah.
Was it the Mark Twain Awards he came out at and did Cosby for like a minute?
Who's Hannibal Buress? That shit was fucking crazy.
So he still got that. That lives in there.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah,
I don't think he ever lost it. I think he just like,
I don't think he lost. I think he just decided not to
I got nine kids. I live in a fucking palace.
Yeah.
What would you say is his downfall movie? Like, what's the...
Well, anything that was not... Like, Metro was awful.
I love Metro.
Metro, Pluto, Nash, fucking...
I think it's way before the... I'm thinking like Vampire in Brooklyn.
I love Vampire in Brooklyn.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
Johnny Witherspoon was fucking awesome in that fucking movie. He was killing me the whole time. I thought that was a pretty good movie. It was cheesy, but it was good cheese.
But that was like when it started, like, the holes in the act started. Like, oh, he's got this and this, and he does this.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, the ones I remember, I was like, come on, Ed, what the fuck are you doing? It was Metro, Pluto Nash, a couple other ones.
Haunted House.
Haunted House was trash.
Yeah.
Dr. Dolittle.
Thousand
Words. A bunch of them.
Dr. Dolittle 1 was good.
Yeah,
everything else.
It's also the kind of movie it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
like, it's not like you know, you can't expect it to be like,
yeah, of course,
like Harlem Nights or whatever, you know, like, so I think it's a good version of what it is.
Harlem Nights is great.
Harlem Nights is great. So, yeah.
It's a great flick.
Can we acknowledge that Lewis is a liar? That this is not a piss?
No, he shouldn't have shit.
He typed in the chat room that he had to drop a deuce.
He in there shitting. Coffee shit, too.
Holy fuck, Lewis. All right, let's find a story to talk about.
Lewis stinks. All right, let's go.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic. Great. Ooh. Some pee you took there, pal.
Wow.
Quite a tinkle.
Oh, my God. I just took a shit the size of an oversized bolt at an extreme mall.
Yeah.
You should have seen
if you left just to take a shit for that joke, that would be the funniest thing in the world.
He's on the toilet. Yeah. 45 Mississippi. 46 yeah, yeah. He's
like,
Mississippi.
It's like, and then I'll say it like that.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I didn't tell Harrington we weren't training today. Harrington. Harrington. Harrington.
I don't think it's on it.
Harrington. Harrington.
I just put it on.
Harrington.
Bueller.
Harrington. We're not training today. You little bitch. You little fucking pussy. Harrington versus Dylan, I think is happening.
When is this fight? I cannot wait to see this fight.
I think we're trying to make it happen at Skankfest or at Skankfest New York if we do it July 4th weekend. If we don't do it July 4th weekend in New York, if we can't make it happen by then, what we're going to do is we're going to have Harrington and Dylan fight on the undercard of me and Jason Ellis at whatever it is. So, hell yeah. Here we go. Okay, whew. That really just let...
Oh, I'm jealous. I want one.
It was a lot of mall food.
Dude, yeah. it was bad yesterday.
Fucking roller coaster really jarred something loose, huh?
Doggy, I ate so bad. It's just... God damn.
Yeah. By the way, that's how you know it's family, Lewis. Now a video of a roller coaster makes some shit. A few years ago would have been if we started talking about Coke.
Yeah. Well, like last night, my girlfriend came over last night and... I ate so bad yesterday that she tried to bang, and I just turned over and said no. I just fucking held my stomach, and I curled up in a ball, and I was like, no. I was so fat and tired that it just wasn't happening. Not happening.
Yeah, when you're a younger man, you don't really care.
I didn't give a shit.
Oh, when you're older. Yeah, I had to get up and work out off of, I had like a tuna hoagie the night before. It was bad. I was burping.
No, I can't do it. I can't be sexy while I'm holding in farts. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, get my asshole puckered, and like, if I don't use every muscle in my ass to keep it tight.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you.
I'm like the Hulk. That's the thing about me. I'm always holding in farts.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking wild, dude. Like, we don't have a relationship where we fart in front of each other or like take shits in front of each other or any of that.
Is it new?
Yeah, well, it's 3 months.
You don't do that yet.
I don't really do it ever. I'm not a shit in front of my girlfriend type of guy.
That's beautiful.
Well, not shit in front of her, but I do shit at the apartment. And I'll be like, hey, babe, I run the water. Yeah.
The water too. I'm a run the water guy.
Yeah, I run the water. I go, man, we've been going together 8 months, but it's like, I still.
That's a courtesy.
I take real man shit. I'm 6'3, 200 pounds. Like, it's going to happen. And plus, she be feeding me. So I'm like, what the fuck do you think is going on? Like, I'm going to have to. Yeah,
it's just weird that you have to put on the air.
Huh?
You know, like, it's weird that you still have to put on. It's nice that you're doing it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, weird that you're like, she knows I'm not in here pissing. Like, I've been in here for 5 minutes, and then you're just, like,
My girlfriend might be retarded, because she was like, why do you go to the bathroom to tweet? And I'm like, do you think I'm tweeting in the bathroom? It's like, I'm obviously shitting and tweeting while I shit.
Why do you turn the fan on when
you need your phone when you take it? Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. She's like, every time you go to the bathroom, you just tweet. You spend like 10 minutes in there tweeting. I was like, I don't have the heart to tell her. I was like, yeah, that's what's happening.
Say I'm multitasking?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, just now when I was shitting, I just posted a couple pictures on my Instagram. Thank you, Paco, for sending me those photos. I just... Yeah. Anytime I'm in the bathroom, I'm on my phone the whole time. Remember before we had phones? You used to like fucking...
You had to read a magazine.
You know what I used to really enjoy?
What?
This could go bad.
Waiting for it.
Uncle Tom. Everybody dropped a little bit. Like,
y'all was like, go on. I'm like, shit. Like, here it goes. Here it comes.
Uncle Tom.
The, like, bathroom reader, right?
Yeah, Uncle John's, is it? Bathroom reader?
don't know.
It's like a little factoid.
Reader's Digest highlights. Highlights was always fun. Yeah. The highlights.
You
like find all the
shit in the lobby of a dentist's office.
Yeah, man. Highlights. I gotta go to the bathroom because I was that kid. If you gotta go, my mom was like, "If you gotta go, go. Don't hold in." I was like, "All right, let me take this highlights joint and search for all the little missing things." Yeah, tell you, man. I was an old soul as a child.
Uncle John's biggest bathroom reader. Yeah, so Uncle John's bathroom reader. You just fucking read about facts. You'd find out about the world in a very random way.
It's kind of nice. Fill your time.
Yeah, man.
The problem now is like there's nothing that I mean. I guess on Instagram it is sort of random shit just comes up, right? TikTok, I'm sure that it's sort of the same thing. But every time you turn that bathroom reader page, you're like, now I know about the fucking
There's got to. I'm sure there's like apps on phones or something that are kind of it's kind of lame.
Fact finder app.
It's like it's also like a nice surprise. Like,
you happen upon a fact in the world that you would never know in a million years. Those were great, and now it's like with our phone, even though it has so much more, you know, power, and there's so many more facts just at your fingertips. It's like there's so much that you don't ever even learn anything. You're just sort of like mindlessly.
Yeah, we're not absorbing anything.
Right. Yeah. It's sort of a weird way to be. Yeah.
How often are you guys on? Like, how much time do you spend on your phone?
I started getting a report.
Yeah,
I get one too. I do the thing where my screen time is up or down.
Yeah, I do that too.
I get like 6 hours a week usually.
6 hours a day.
6 hours a week.
No, 6 hours a week. I'm on my phone.
And you average it?
Yeah, that's my average is 6 hours a week.
Wow,
on my phone.
That's great.
A week or a day?
I'm an Instagram junkie, man.
Yeah, I'm way over that.
I try to turn my phone off at night.
That's good for you. Yeah.
Spend time with my chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it has a usage on right in your phone, right?
Yeah, that's like mine's like so hot.
Yeah, I get the report every Sunday where it's like your screen time is up or down.
Where do you find the usage under settings?
I think it's like a pop up, right? My phone's
come up on the screen time. Outside. Here we go. Daily average. It's down 52% from last week.
That's great. What are you at?
3 hours and 46 minutes daily average.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like still a lot, but like compare, that's better. I mean, I probably average like 6 a day or something like that.
Yeah, I used to be on my phone all the time.
But I don't know what it counts. Like if I'm just on the train listening to like music or something, does that count?
I think screen time is for when the screen is up.
Yeah,
so if you have an app and your screen's not on, I think it doesn't count.
Okay, yeah, because that's kind of like, I was hoping that was part of it, but I think I'm just an addict.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do like 7-8 hours a day average, but...
I gotta pee all this water, but I don't feel like.
No, go. We got. Bombed. Oh yeah, and it's just bombed.
You just bombed the shit out.
I gotta piss too.
Apparently, it's a regular.
Fed us water.
I'll take the beach.
Apparently, it's a regular conversation between the employees here that I leave streaks in the bowl.
Yes.
I had no idea. I mean, I did just now.
You
whatever.
Got mud ass. Oh.
You know, I don't know why.
It's like muddy, John. You was eating.
It's not
like
muddy.
Shit.
It's not muddy.
If you leave
sticky.
Streaks on the fucking,
it's sticky.
It's mud. That,
it's not just mud. Like so, the whole shit sticks to the bowl.
Ugh.
Then when I flush it,
it wipes
90%
most
of it gets flushed, and the other 10% is the root of the shit that is attached to the bowl.
No,
so it's not streaks. It is actual shit.
Yeah, Lewis leaves the toilet looking like it went through hyperspace.
Yeah, actually, man, it's bad.
I took a picture.
I'm going there with them Lysol wipes.
Sticky poop. Okay. Symptom of temporary chronic digestive disorder or the result of a diet that contains too much fat. I have a fatty diet. Look, here, I took a picture. Zach, I was going to include that in the live chat everyone.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Look.
No.
It's like a pink sandy
beach.
Look.
I used to be a janitor.
Look.
I can't. I got PTSD from all that.
I had a Lewis moment yesterday.
What's that?
I yelled at a delivery man.
Why? What happened?
So I ordered KFC.
Oh.
Just let me have my moment.
Gross.
We talked about KFC on the show the other day.
Jonah Rosa joke.
And I couldn't stop thinking about KFC after you talked about working there. I ordered it last night.
I love some KFC.
Delivery guy comes, and he just hands me a bag with 2 drinks.
Oh, shit.
And I looked at him, and I went, are you fucking nuts? And he's Chinese, so he's just like, ugh. And I'm like, where's my food? And he goes, this is it. I went, this is 2 drinks. And he goes, And I'm like, and I went, what person?
So fucking gross.
What?
Fucking like you finger painted shit. You're a fucking prick. That's such a
stinks.
Animalistic bullshit.
He's an animal.
He's a fucking the real asshole.
Doggy. It is whatever's going on. I had a bad day yesterday.
Yeah, you apparently had a bad week.
There. Like sitting there. Oh, I tried.
I got Lewis's bro.
Harrington, go brush it off the toilet, please.
That's fucking obscene that you're asking people to do that.
What? Somebody has to do that.
Yeah, you fucking prick.
Well, the problem was it needed to flush a few times. If I brush it now, I'm just literally clumping shit onto the brush. It has to be flushed a few times, and then you brush what's left over.
I understand how this works. Like, that's so
work involved. You're so gross, man. That was
whatever.
Yeah, whatever,
right? Dude. You're like, you haven't.
I mean, it's a funny gag. I'm not saying it's not a
shit before and left. Actual clumps of shit stuck to the end of the toilet.
I'm the splatter platter. Like, you don't fucking need to, like, it's a funny gag, but it's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Yeah.
It is disgusting. I could have just not flushed at all. If I wouldn't have flushed at all, you would have left the podcast. You wouldn't have come back. Because whatever comes out
I would be
me,
like, I guess he just doesn't know.
Like, it was brutal.
Yeah, that was fucking.
They want to see the picture. I mean, I'll show a picture of it if they want to see. Shannon?
It's unfortunate.
That's what. Look how cloudy the water is.
So you should go see a doctor.
Talkie, it's brutal. It looks like a Rorschach painting.
What do you
see? What do you see?
I lived it.
I see the hell that is working here.
Oh, shit. It really does look brutal. Wow.
So I wound up yelling at the guy.
Sorry.
And I went, who the fuck would order two drinks from KFC and that's it? And he just, And I went, go down to your fucking car and see if my food's in there. And he got like confused and upset with me. And then he went down. He just grabbed the one bag and assumed that was my entire order. Wow. Is that rude?
So the guy was the guy thought you just ordered two drinks. Is that what you
I said? Ordered? Yeah. Food. I ordered food last. I ordered KFC because I was having a moment of weakness.
Okay.
And the guy just brought up my two drinks, and then I went, "Who would just order two drinks?" And he didn't comprehend why that was weird.
Can I say I have? All right. So
two fountain sodas.
I really like Muscle Maker's Grill.
That they're known for. That's like smoothies, right?
No, not smoothies. I order from Muscle Maker's Grill, but when I order seltzer, they don't have flavored seltzer, so I order my drinks from another place. So yeah, I'll get two fucking orders going at the same time. I'll get an Uber Eats and a Seamless order at the same time, so I get my drinks and I get my food separately because I really enjoy Muscle Maker's Grill. So it's not that great.
But you don't like their.
They don't have flavored seltzer. I like a flavored seltzer.
Or like a LaCroix? Is that what you're saying? Those kind of things?
Yeah, like a LaCroix or.
How much are you paying extra to order just the sodas?
So I signed up for like the $10 a month where you pay for Uber Eats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The plus.
Because the amount that I order that food.
It's pretty high.
Yeah. So it'll be sometimes a $6 or $7 delivery fee. It's fucking crazy.
This is a smart move.
Sorry, Derek.
Oh, it's gross.
I'm sorry, Derek.
Oh, shit, it's so...
But is it dissipated?
It's still sticking.
Yeah.
You need to eat some fucking greens or something, bro. You need a salad.
So gross.
Get yourself some arugula.
Feel like, feel like a war hero.
It's like the beginning of Fury. Remember that movie Fury where the nigga's head, piece of his head was on the fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It kicks it off and starts running down.
Right? Oh, God.
We're going to wrap up here in just a minute or so. Any of these stories, I feel like we could save these all for Wednesday, Shannon. What are, this is a good show. It's a really funny show. You guys are great. Who was on Wednesday, Shannon?
Jimmy Martinez and James Madden.
Jimmy Martinez and James Madden. Shannon booked somebody with Jimmy that Jimmy couldn't possibly want to beat up.
That's right.
It's like James Madden is such a nice guy.
He's the sweetest guy.
No way this could go bad.
Knock on wood.
Famous last words.
Saw Mad Dog last night.
Yeah, James is my guy.
He's the best, man.
James is the man. And, great warm-up. That'll be a fun one on Wednesday as well. Jimmy hasn't been on in a while. Should be a lot
smash
of fun.
Smash cut to Wednesday. Who are you calling Bubba, motherfucker?
Jimmy Martinez.
Why are you always asking me where I'm from?
That's the Kraken.
Yeah. I don't even know him.
Unleash the Kraken.
Yeah, that's Jimmy. I'm happy Jimmy's my friend.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think he also sells the Kraken.
All right, look, we're out. Thank you guys for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible show. Thank you very much to our guests.
Thanks for having me.
Shane Torres, Derek Gaines. Support these guys on the road. Go see them live. Check out their podcasts, all that other good stuff. We'll be back on Wednesday. Until then.
Indeed.
That's all, folks.